Okay, today's daf is Kedushin Daf Zayin. This is the first time I'm giving a daf on the second day of Yontif, but new experience, and pretty quickly was able to get into the car after Yontif, amazingly. It was no holdover, no heartstrings not letting me get into the car, but you know, if I can get into the car, I should be able to give the daf also, Be'ez Hashem. So here we go, Kedushin Daf Zayin. Again, every one of these dafim one could spend, you know, weeks on. Yesterday's daf, Mekadesh B'milva, and Sukin Ba'usa Ha'inyin, and the different Lashonos of Kedushin. So everybody said we should make sure that we know in the real Sukkis way, Yosi Mimasha Karanu Kasov Kan. So that's the... So let's start with the two dots, last line of my base. And again, today, there will be some svarim I won't be able to quote from due to there was a blackout last night. I couldn't get to some of the svarim, but Hashem, we'll do what we can. Amar Rava. So now, once we're talking about... the Maisa Kedushin, and who gives to who, and the different language that he says. So the Gemara now comes up with two, which are really three cases of unusual Maisa Kedushins. So Amar Rava, Rava says number one, Tein mana leploni v'akadish ani lecha. A woman says to a man, give a mana to so-and-so, and through that, I will be married to you. V'akadish ani lecha. Rashi adds, after the man gives it, let's say the woman says to... The woman says to Baal, right, Baal, her husband. The woman says to Baal, give $100 to Reuven, and through that, I'll be married to you, Baal. And then the husband goes and gives it, and at the moment that he gives it, he says, okay, how are you mukadesh asli, you know, by doing this. That's the top Rashi. But when he gives it, he says to her, remember, he has to say something to her, so he says, hiskachili, right, be mukadesh to me. Mikudeshes v'afagavdelo mati hano liyada. Even though she didn't get any hana, even though he didn't say specifically with what the kiddushin is occurring, he just says iskachili. That works. How does it work? Midin arev, through the principle of arev, the cosigner. The last daf in Maseches Baba Basra. What's a cosigner? Arev lav afagavdelo mati hano liyada. An arev, even though he didn't get anything out of the deal, but kabishabi nafshe, he still subjugates and obligates himself to pay. I mean, Arev is, if you can't pay back, I'll pay back. So I didn't get it, the loan, but I'm still obligating myself. So you see, there could be an obligation that somebody accepts, even though they didn't get anything. So just like an Arev, even though he didn't get anything, is b'shabing himself. So hi, it's an Ami, so this woman too. Avagab zlamati analiyada, even though she didn't get hana to her hand, k'mishabda u'mikne nafsha. She still is m'shabing herself and makna herself to the husband. That is the first case of Mekudeshes Midin Arif. So the big shaila is, how exactly is this Kedushin working? So Rashi is unclear. Rashi says, she didn't get Hana, and with what is the Kedushin? He just says, Hiskachili. So it's unclear exactly how it's working. But there are three other shaitas in the Rishonim. The Rush, the Rambam, and the Ritva. The Rush says, the language of the Rush here in Siman Vav says, how is it working? I read the Lashon. When he gives the mana to Ploni, the Rush says that he says, Hariya mukudeshes bimana shenasati leploni. So it's happening with the money. But it's a money that he, the other Ploni, is accepting on her behalf. That's the Rush. The Rush is saying that it's working with Ari, but as if I'm accepting. He's accepting, but with that acceptance, I am being married. That's what the Rush says. The focus is on the Kesef. The Rambam does not say that. The Rambam says in Hilchos Ishus, in Hey Chaf Aleph, right, you are Mekudeshes, the man is giving her something. He's giving her Hana of listening to her. So how is it Mekudeshes? So what does the Gemara mean? It means money. Afapi says the Rambam, Shalohigia la klum, Hari nehenis birtsona shenase, v'nehene ploni biglola. So she got something out of it. Her word was listened to, and that's what the Kedushin is done with. So that's the, those are the two cases. The Rush says it's the money itself. The Rambam says it's the Hana'as Shmias Dvareha. That's the Rambam. And you might say that the Ritva is somewhere in the middle, because the Ritva says it's that the Hana'a of her listening to her can have a price tag on it. So it's the Pruta, it's the Shave Pruta of the Shmias Dvareha. That's how the Ritva, he doesn't just say it's Hana, like the Rambam says, but it's still afilu hachi mishabed nahana, mishabed v'hana de mati lei shahal hilva lazel emunaso zahana b'chol duchta chashuv kakesef. Hana is like kesef. Hachnami afikav zlomati liyada hanas mana atzmo mikni nafsha behi hana de shav yepruta ziyof mana leploni b'dibura, because he gave a mana to ploni, so it's worth a pruta. Says Rabbi Kivega, what's the nafkamina between these? Let's say she says give a pruta to ploni, not give a mana to ploni. So according to the Rush, according to the Rambam, it would work, because that mana is as if it's coming to me, says the Rush. Or that's still a hana. You don't focus on the amount. The Rambam's, the Ritva says dafka, because you give a mana to so-and-so, that's worth a pruta to me. So the Rav Kiv Eger says, ingenious, that, oh, if she only says to give a pruta, so that's worth less. If it's worth less to her, that wouldn't work. So that's the three shitas, though, of how this is working. The Rush, the Rambam, and the Ritva. How is it working? Because that should be dinari.
If it's someone saying, if it's
Hana'ah,
then what does that have to do with
Arivas? It says Hana'ah. If it's Hana'ah, but still the obligation, maybe, because it has to do with
the
money.
Obligation? It's giving her a present.
But she is being nicknamed to the man. That's the obligation. She's being nicknamed to the man without getting anything out of it. Just like an arev is nikne. If you say shibudim is a kinyan, we're going to have later on, b'Hashem, in Kiddushim, later on in the parak. How do you look at shibudim? We're going to have the ritva there. It says it's a kinyan lamechza. When I owe you something, it's as if I'm nikne to you in some way. So to arevus. So to arevus. Right? That's the gemara, the end of the babasra, shibudim d'arayat, shibudim d'rabanam. So that is all, number one. We're going to have a gemara tomorrow, be'ezrat Hashem, which on Daf Chesam Abayis, the gemara says if a man goes over to the woman and says, here's some money for Kiddushim, and she says, give it to my father. Give it to your father. Put it on a rock. So the Gemara there says, Eina Mekudeshes. So Rashi and Tosas there say, why not? Over here, she says, give it to so-and-so, and it's Mekudeshes. Over there, she says, give it to my father, and it doesn't work. What's the difference? So I said it in a certain way, but she would have said, oh, can you give it to my father? Right, it could have been a nicer way. So Rashi and Tosas both say there on the Chesam Abayis, the difference is who started the process. Over there, he came over and said, here's the money, and she said, give it. So then, we don't say it's a kiddushin from her point of view, because she didn't start the process. Says the Gemara there, says Rashi there, Tahasam ikamr le meikara, avakan mishatihibo. But over here, where he started it, we could just say that she was joking. Mishatihibo, she was joking around. Give it to my father. Not interested. So that's it depends who started the process. The Ramban there says, no, a little different. He says, because she didn't say, and with this, I'll be married to you. Like she said here. Here she said, give it to so-and-so, and anikadish anilacha, with that. So that's the difference between whether he added that or not. That is all. Case number one, Mekudeshes midin arif. Case number two, Heilachman of Iskachi Laploni. Rava says, now, so what exactly is this case? We'll go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says, now we switch. The man is talking now. Heilachman of Iskachi Laploni. He says to her, give so-and-so $100, and you will be married to so-and-so, right? Give so-and-so. Let's say it this way. Rashi says in the third line, v'hu shlucho elosh makacha mishalo. The man, there was a man that was made a shliach to be makadish a woman, but instead of using the mishalech's money, the shliach uses his own money. So would that work? So heilach mani v'skachi leploni, so says the Gemara, mekudeshes midin, Eved Kanani. So that works using the principle of Eved Kanani. What's Eved Kanani? We're going to have later on in this parak. Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani is owned, is a Kenyan Haguf by the owner. How does an Eved Kanani become free? How does an Eved Kanani become free? He doesn't have any money on his own. So you have a third party that gives the owner money. And in that way, the Eved Kanani becomes free. You also have Gita V'yodabon Ke'echad, but let's say the Mishnah says it could be Ayde Echeirim. Somebody else could give the owner money, and in that way the Eved Kanani goes free. So says the Gemara, Eved Kanani, Avalav, Afal Gabdaloch, Achaser, Velomidi, even though he didn't lose, the Eved himself didn't lose anything, he didn't give anything up, and yet, Kakani Nafshe, he still acquires himself, he acquires his freedom. So to Haigavar, so to this Mishaleach, though he doesn't end up losing anything because the Mishaleach gave his own money, Hi Gabra, Nami, Avagav de Lochaser, Lo Midi, even though he, the Mishaleach, didn't give anything, Kakani Lelayitza, he can be Kone, this woman. So it works midin, Eved Kanani. How exactly, just like we asked the other case of Arev, we saw how does it work? How does the case of Eved Kanani work? How exactly does the Eved acquire his own freedom? So the Ksos says that the Chiddush is, where's my Ksos? The Ksos of the Chiddush is that the focus is the makne getting something, not the kona giving something. Some kinyanim, you have a composition of both. Right, you have the Kohen and the Makna doing something, but maybe the Kiddush of a Kinyan of Eved Kenani is that as long as the Makna gets something, even though because the ikar of this kinyan is that the machna gets something, and here that the owner gets something, and here that the man gets something. So that's why it's okay. The Reb Chaim has a different Reb Chaim seems to say that no, the point is the shlichus. The owner is like a shlich of the Eved Kenani. Not that the focus is the machna, but the owner is the shlich of the Eved Kenani, and that's how it could work. So again, two ways how the principle of Eved Kenani could work. So we have Arev and we have Eved Kenani. And then finally we have case three, which puts them together. Tein mana leploni ve'ekadesh ani lo. If the woman says, give Reuven $100 and I'll be married to him. Right, the first case was give Reuven $100 and I'll be married to you. The second case is that the man said, according to the Rashi, give so-and-so, and you'll be married to him. So now it's a combination. She says, give mana to Ploni, and I'll be married to him. So, mukudeshes bidin shnehem. That works through a combination. How? The Gemara explains. Arev, lava falgadlo kamati anol yadei, by a cosigner, even though he didn't get hana, kamishabi nafshe, he still obligates himself, v'hai yitzanami. This woman also, avagadlo kamati anol yadei, even though she didn't get anything, kamikna nafshe, she still gives herself over to the husband. Again, whenever you have these lashonos of makne of the woman, you got to think of the Ran and the Daram Daf Lamed about being mafka herself, which hopefully we'll read inside one day soon. So says the Gemara. So just like an Arif doesn't give anything, this woman doesn't give anything in this case, right? She says, even though she didn't get anything. So this woman says, give money to Ploni. So the Gemara says, one second, me dummy. Why should it be? Why should these two cases be comparable? Arev, I had to call Kani Leika Chaser Mamona. At least by the Arev, the one who is getting something loses something. Meaning the lender. The lender gives something and gets the Arev Meshubit to him. So at least the lender, the Kone, gives something away. So, Hai Gavra, this person, Kokani Leila Hayitza, the man is getting the woman married to him, Lo Kachasa Vlamidi, doesn't lose anything. So where do you ever, how can you compare the cases that you could be kona without giving anything? So that's what the Gemara says, the combination. Eved Kenani yochiach. Eved Kenani could prove to me that you don't need that. Deloka chasam amona, the Eved Kenani does not lose anything, v'kakani nafshe, and still acquires his own freedom. So the Gemara has back, so me dummy, how could you compare it to Eved Kenani? Hasam hachtaka makni kakani, by Eved Kenani, the one who is makne, the owner is makne, the freedom to the slave, gets the money. Hacha hayitza kamakni nafshe, this woman is makne herself, lo kakani v'lo midi, but she doesn't get anything out of it. So Arev yochiach, so the Arev could prove that the Avakab Zal Kadamati an Aliyade Mishabi Nafshe, even though she doesn't get anything, she's Mishabi herself. So through a combination of Arev and Eved Kenani, that's how this case works.
Where does the man at any point say his kachuli here?
Where does the man say his kachuli?
Rashi in the first case said.
Right, so I assume it would have to be also the man would have to say. The man, right, even though Rashi here says, I assume that Rashi doesn't say it here, but it would have to also be. It would also be an Amir. You also need an Amir. Rashi says, who kiblo? Yeah, Rashi says a few Rashis later. Again, Rashi throughout says that he has to turn and then say it to her. Okay, so these were amazing Maisa Kiddush. So would he say it even in the third case? Vakadish ani locha is going on. Which case is that going on?
The second case. No.
Not the third case? If he does it in the first two cases, Lachorah, he would have to say it in the third case as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, say the next case. Boi Rava. This is number four case of Rava. Hey Lachmana v'akadish ani lacha. He says, she says, I'm sorry, take $100, take a mana, and I'll be married to you with that. Hey Lachmana. So does that work? Right, now we're talking about just two people involved. Here's a mana. It would seem like, of course not. Right? What do we have on the Erev Yontif? On Erev Yontif? Right? We had, she nasna hi v'amrahi, it's nothing. If she gives and she says, it's nothing. So what do you mean this case? She gives and she says. Helech mana v'akadosh ani l'cha, mahu, does that work? Oh, so that's the case. That's the case that the Rashi is going on. I'm sorry. Vu kiblo. Right, so Rashi only says it in case one, but l'cha, let's say he says it in case two and three. Here he's saying it in case four. So, and then he takes the money from her and says, okay, I'm married to you with this money. So does that work? So Amar Marzutra, b'shmeit rav papa. Mukudash, it works. If a woman gives the man the money, and then the man turns around and says, I'm married to you with it, it works. So Mar says, how does that work? Which derech kinyan is that working through? Amar Rav Ashi, the Marzutra, Im kein, havili nechasim sheish la machrayis, nikrim im nechasim she'in la machrayis. We're going to have a principle later on, all kinyanim. The ikar sugyas of kinyanim are right here in Mesechus Kedushin, the second half of the first parak. The second third, I should say. The last third is the Kibbutz of Aim, the Smila, other Gemaras. So the second third is all about Kinyanim, starting on Daf Yudalot. So says Rav, we're going to have there a principle called Kinyan Agav. Let's say I want to give you a chair. So I could give you a piece of land and put the chair on the land and say, be Kona the land. And by being Kona the land, we'll get to how exactly it works. You're also Kona the chair, Agav the land. Right? So it's called Agav, by way of. That's what we call the Kinyan Agav. So usually that works that you're kona karka, and through that you're also kona the metaltel in the movable item on it. So says the Gemara, what's going on here? The woman is giving money. Is she trying to be nikneh herself through the money that she gave? Like an opposite agav? She gives the money to him, and through the money that she gives to the husband, she's also nikneh herself. Why? Because she is like the larger item, like the land, and she gave the money though first. So the Gemara said that doesn't work, because agav is the opposite. Usually you give land, and agav that, you're called a metaltalin. Here you're giving the metaltalin, the movable item, the money, and agav that, you're being called to the woman, who we're going to see is compared to land. Adam hukash lakakos. So that shouldn't work, because it's an opposite agav. Va'anan ifchatanana, we learned the opposite later on, in the Mishnah Daf Chavav. Bechazin she'in lahem achrayis, bechazin that don't have achrayis, meaning movable items, that do not have security, that can be moved. Niknim, im nechazim she'ish lahem achrayis, they can be nikne with objects that do have achrayis, meaning with land, bekesef, bishtaru, bechazaka. In any of the three ways that you can be called a land, by paying for it, by giving over the deed, or bachazaka, by digging, by putting a fence up. So agav doesn't work the opposite way. You can't give money and then try to be nikna herself. So the Gemara says, you're right, we're not talking about agav here. Amar Lei says Rav Papa, I'm sorry, says Mar Zutra, back to Ravashi, mi savris damar le agav. We're not talking about agav here. What's the case? Hacha ba'adam chashav askinan. No, we're talking about a very chashav person, very chashav man. What does Adam Chashiv here mean? Rashi says, somebody who does not usually accept presents. Usually he doesn't accept anything. And all of a sudden, this Chashiv person accepted your present. Let's say you go over to the king. The king doesn't accept anything from anybody. But the king says, sees your little thing. Oh, thank you so much, I'll take it. So it's not that just the king got something, but the king now, the Adam Chashiv, gave the giver hanoah, that he accepted her present. So it's a regular case that he gives her something. He gives her hana by accepting her present. That's the case of Adam Chashev. That's what Rashi says. Again, Eino Ragal Lekabel Matanos. He's not Ragal to accept Matanos. And the Rashba says also that it has to be, where he then turns around and says, I'm married to you with this hana that I'm giving you by accepting your present. That's what you have to say. So he says, Ukagon Shachazer Huva Amarle is Kachli Bahia Na, because Shakilna Minach Matana. That's what you say, because if he doesn't say that, then it's not borrow what the Kedushin is happening through, and therefore it wouldn't be a good Kedushin. Okay, so that's the case of Adam Chashav. Says Rashi here, what was the comparison to Agav? So Rashi says, Yeshla Machrayas, go look a little up in Rashi, Yeshla Machrayas, Adam Hukish Lekarkos, because people are compared to land. The pasuk says at the end of Vayikra that you will be manchil to your children for an achuza, for a achuza usually used to mean an achuza of lands, but in the context of the pasuk, it's talking about Evakanani. So therefore, that's how you know that Adam is hukash lekarkos. So this is a huge discussion when is a person compared to lands regarding what halachos and regarding what other halachos. We know kark is excluded from any halachos, from shvua, einishban al shibikarkos, and you don't pay kefal on karka, and kark is an exeles. Could you steal a person? Could you steal an eved? Do you say avadim ein exelim? Right, in Yoni Sukkah, lulav agazel. That's a big discussion. Tosfos here though says, he argues on Rashi. So what's Rashi talking about? That adam hukash lekarkos. Avadim are hukash lekarkos. Not all people. In eved, what's the context of the pasuk? It's about an eved. So second line of Tosfos on top. Fakasha tiyehu kruksib eved of a ben chorin lo iskish. Right, people aren't compared to karkos. Tosfos has to give a different shot on the Gemara. But that's a machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. The ksos, you can look at Simon Tzadokay. If you want something to do all afternoon, you can look at the shach. The shach, Kedarka Bakodesh, quotes every makar under the sun, page and a half shach, where he says, no, Rashi's right. I'll quote you 35 makaros, where even other mesukos lakakos. Once you know Eved, says that, I'll show you one line. Once you know Eved, lo kashamidi, de kivan de galilan kra, de Eved dino kakarka, imkin mehechetes alachalik, being Eved l'shar Adam. Da'adarabba, once you know, mashma the golilan kra, the gufa adam buka karka, umishim the kra hasam, benachla mairi goligaba yevid, the huadin bashar anashim. The shach says, once you know, evid ukush takakos, so too, adam ukush takakos, you don't have to be, there's no reason to be machalik. The shach had an amazing library. Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik once said that he had all the svarim. Nobody else had as many svarim as him. He had all the svarim in the world, so, you know, he quotes everything. He quotes agudas and all these svarim that we never heard of. That's all. I mean, he also is an unbelievable source of information. But the Shach had everything. Says the Gemara. So that's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, with the Shach defending the Rashi. So Idmar Nami paid the Rava. V'chein le'inyi mamona. We also heard of the name of Rava, also regarding Mammon. So what does that mean? What is this going back on? So again, we'll go with Rashi and most Rishonim. Say this is going back on the first three cases, the Arev, Evet, Kanani, and Shnehem cases. The same thing would apply in cases of Mammonis. For example, I'll just say the Arev case. Let's say a person's selling land, Reuven's selling land, and he goes to Shimon, the buyer, and says, Shimon, give money to Levi, and with that, I'll give you this land. I'll be back to this land. That works mean an Arev, just like the seller didn't get anything, he still mishabed himself to give something. So too, there, if Shimon, the buyer, gives money to Levi, so then Reuven is Machneh and Meshabi the land to give to Shimon. So it works also Midin Arev. In the same kind of case, you can come up with Midin Eved Kanani. So it also works by money. Vitzricha, and says the Gemara, I need the statement of Rava both by Kiddushin and by money. The Iashmein on Kiddushin, if I only had it by Kiddushin, that these flexible type of givings and acceptings work by Kiddushin, maybe there you can say it works. Why? Bishim Tiha Itza Nichala B'Koldehu. Principle the Gemara says in a number of places, women want to be married. Women extremely want to be married, and they'll accept a lower level of kiddushin, you know, just to be married, right? It's much more painful, even bisman hazeh, right? For an older girl to be single than for an older boy to be single, more painful. It's more she feels the need to have a family more. And that's this principle of the Gemara. Tavla Meitav K'damar Reish Lakash, as the Reish Lakash says, Tavla Meitav Tendu Meitav Armalo. It's better for a woman to have Tendu, to have two bodies, literally, two gufim, to be next to the husband, Meitav Armalo from sitting as an almana, meaning by herself. Right, so again, the Gemara uses this principle to mean that is more a woman wants to be married even more than a man. So that's why maybe you'll say all these cases of Ari Eva Kanani work by Kiddushin. But avo mamone emalo, but maybe my mamonis, you need hardcore kinyanim and kesef. So that's why you can only have it can only say it by kiddushin. The ishmin mamone, if you said the opposite, you only had it by mamonis, we should just say avo mechilo. Maybe that could work, because we have the principle of mechilo by mamonis. By mamonis we have, I can say, you know, a mochel. And we've had many rishonim say that means, it's kilu is kabalti. You could have an, as if I accepted the money, a mochel you. You can't be mochel at kiddushin. Aval kiddushin emalo, maybe mechila doesn't work by kiddushin, or these more flexible ways of doing it. So tzricha, that's why you need it both by mamonis and by kiddushin. The Rabbi Chanan discusses, the Kovet Shiurim, what's the havim need to be mechali between kiddushin and mamonis? What's the marker for kiddushin kasef? One of the two that we had, stay Ephron. Kicha kicha mi stay Ephron. So the whole marker for kiddushin kasef is dina mamonis. So how could you have been mechalik? Ah, you might have said it only applies by one and not the other. What are you talking about? How can that be? V'kasha eichzak adaydar l'chalei be'kiddushin l'sada. How can that be? The whole makar of kesef kiddushin is learned from sada. So how would you be mechalik? So he says, no. He says, you have to say sometimes you do have cases where there might be differences. For example, kososis and subastaf kofbeis, where there is some kinyanim that happened ba'amira. From the Gemara there, it said, dvarim hein hein advarim aniklim ba'amira. The agreement between the machatanim, before the kids get married, they agree what they're going to give to each of the children, the dowry, what they're going to give it to each of the marriage. So the Gemara says, hein hein advarim aniklim ba'amira. They don't even have to do any ma'isa kinyan on it. That would never work by kiddushin. Let's say husband and wife say, okay, let's get married. Oh, Baruch Hashem. They can think all they want, and once you do a ma'isa kiddushin, so then it's not going to work. They could be here from today till tomorrow, decide. That's not a davar ha'niklim ba'amira. Maybe the machatanim's agreement, but not the kiddushin. So you see there are differences, even though one is learned out from the other, you see there are differences between what's considered kesef, or kinyan for one, and not for the other. So here too, that was the havaminas. Those are the havaminas. There's a tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov, where he uses, again, there are many tshuvas that use this principle of tavla meitav tendu, meitav amalo, but there's a tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov, where he uses this as well. He discusses a case, Rachmana l'Islan, where a woman gets married, and afterwards, it's nesgala to her that her husband does not have the usual koach that men are supposed to have, physically. He was a saris. He was right. He doesn't have gvuras anashim, as the as halacha calls it. And because he was so, she was so embarrassed, or he was so embarrassed, he ran away. He ran away. Now he's in hiding somewhere. Nobody knows where he is. Nobody knows where he is. And terrible, tragic. This poor woman is sitting there. And the question is, she goes to the Shvus Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, 1700s. Am I married? Can I say it was a mekatos? Can I say I was ever married? I didn't know that this was the case. Can I say it was mekatov? Even though the ikar hazivug, right? It was right. The ikar hazivug is like Chazal saying subis. I call yodim lama kala nikkus alachupa. But still, maybe you might have said that it's lav dafka for ma'isabia. Maybe chivuk v'nishuk. Maybe tavla meitav tendu. What does Rashi say here? Guf shnayim, two bodies together. Well, maybe that should be good enough, right? So. He's not clear, and he says even though many poskim are mako about it, many poskim are mako to force the guy to give a get in these types of cases. But to say that a woman does not even need a get, the Shvus Yaakov is not so sure about that. But again, this is the type of case where poskim use the principle of tavla meisav tendu. How far does that principle go? If a woman just wants to be married, and therefore she'll accept even b'dieved situations.
But a megatos is from the seller's perspective, from the buyer's perspective.
Well, we're both. You have megatos in both ways.
A seller can claim megatos?
I could sell you, let's say, I sell you a piece of land, right? And all of a sudden, when you dig up the land, there was $1 million treasure under the land. I didn't know. I want to say the sale's no good. So that is Tavla Meitzav Tendu. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hiskashi Li Lechatzi. Amazing cases today. Be Mekudeshes to half of me. Man goes over to the woman and says, I'll give you half of me. Hiskashi Li Lechatzi, Mekudeshes, it works. But if a man goes to the woman and says, half of you I'm married to, ain't a mekudeshes. It doesn't work. So what's the difference? So Amalei Abaye LaRava, Maishna Chetzi Mekudeshes Li, why can't a man marry half a woman? Ve'ein Mekudeshes, Isha Amar Chmanav Lo Chatzi Isha, because a can man marry a, it says Isha in the Torah, not Chatzi Isha. So Achanami Isha Amar Chmanav Lo Chatzi Ish. Also it says Ish in the Pada. It doesn't say half a Ish. So Gemara says, you're right, we're not talking about Psukim, we're talking about Svaris. Amalei Hachi Hashta, Hasam Itzla Beitre Lo Chazia. A woman can't be married to two men. So therefore, the man can't say, I'm married to half of you, as if to leave over the other half for another man. Because a woman, her status changes, she becomes an Eishes Ish to this man. So she can't marry two women, so therefore that doesn't work. She can't say, chetzieh, half of you. El agabra, milo chazi lebetre, a man can marry two women, for whatever reason, the Torah allows that, midaraisa, a man can marry two women, so therefore by saying half of me, that's what he's in effect saying. V'achi karmala, he's saying, dirdi bi'ina lemins of achrisi nasivna. He's basically saying, if I want to marry somebody else, I can marry somebody else. That's what he means by saying, half of me is married to you. So that's why half of me can be married to you, but you can't marry half of a woman. It's an amazing discussion about a Rambam. The Rambam says in... So I'll find you where the Rambam is. Again, I had couldn't write it down yesterday because of the blackout. The Rambam says in Hilchos Ishus, Zayin to Zayin, Rambam says, "Homer leishto im yoldecha homol chaveru im yolde ishcha nekeva harim kudeshes li bezel lo amar klum." I go to my friend whose wife is pregnant, and I say, "Hare, I'm married to your fetus, your wife's fetus, so that's meaningless." V'im haisa eishes chaveru muuberes. What if she was pregnant? That makes it a little better. If she wasn't pregnant, then it's nothing. What if she was pregnant? V'hukar haubar, and the uber is already recognizable, which in halacha means after 3 months. I go over to you and say, I hereby am married to your fetus, right, to your wife's fetus, and it's ready after 3 months. The Rambam says, Harezu Mukudeshus. Married. The yearly, the Rambam adds on, exactly what he means here is requires further discussion, Shetzarach Lachzar Ulakadish Oso Me'aviha Achar Shetivaleid, Kadeshiachnis Osa Bekidushin She'in Bohen Dofi. She'll do another marriage when she's born. Right, just to make sure. Just to, so how do you know it's a girl? How do you know it's not a Nefel? There's a lot of shailas going on here. What about a davar shelo bala olam? So again, it's a big discussion in the Rambam, which hopefully we'll get to later in Maseches Kedushin. But the specific idea to talk about now that Rav Shlomo Eger asks, the son of Rav Shkiva Eger, in a footnote in a Gilyon on the Chuvah of Shkiva Eger is, you can't marry half a woman. And the Rambam paskins, ubar yerach imahu. An ubar is considered a limb of a woman. So how could you be married, says Rav Shlomo Eger, to this girl, this fetus, you know, at least partially, but it's a chatzi isha. He says you can't be married to a chatzi isha. So this is a kasha. So Reb Chaim, so there are a number of answers given. So Reb Chaim says the problem of chatzi isha is only when you try to marry a chatzi isha. But here there's no chisaron in trying to marry a chatzi isha. Mitzad the ubar, it's a full isha. Okay, mitzad the woman, but you're not trying to marry from the woman's point of view. says Reb Chaim, you try to marry from the Uber's point of view, and there's no, there's a shalim, that's a shlema, right? So therefore, Makadosh Uber ain't the Isha Lechetzi, Shabu Uber has the Isha Shlema. That's what Reb Chaim suggests to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kash. Okay, Vaiter. Says the Gemara. So again, you can marry half a woman, but half a man, you cannot marry half a woman, but half a man can work. One minute. If you say, I want to marry half of you, woman, why should we say it's no good? We should say that automatically he's married to the entire woman, that the Kedusha spreads. Why? Milo Tanya, doesn't it say by? Karbanis, put it on the list. Right? Kedusha and Hekdush, put it on the list. Homer Raglish Azuola. A person says, this leg of this animal of mine should be a carbon ola. What's the halacha tekula ola? The whole carbon's an ola. V'afilu mandama inkula ola. And even though you want to tell me that you're familiar with Maseches Temura, and you remember that there's a machlokas there that says that there's a mandama that says it's not an ola. So Gemara says, Hani mili, when is there a machlokas? Heichad makdash davar she'en neshama tuluya bo. That's only if you're makdash a part of the animal that the animal does not need to live. If you're makdash a leg, so then we say there's a machlokas. Avol makdash davash and Hashem etzuliyah bo. But if you're makdash a part of the animal that the animal needs to live, havikula ola, then for sure everybody agrees that it's automatically an ola. If you're makdash the heart or the lungs or something like that, so everybody agrees that it's automatic. So why don't we say by the woman? It spreads just like hektish spreads. Kedushin should spread. Amazing comparison. Says the Gemara, me dummy. How could you compare the cases? No. Hasam behema. Over there it's an animal. There's nothing preventing the Kedusha from spreading. Hacha das acheres. But here, there's a woman involved. There's a woman involved. She has das only to be mekadesh half of her, so it can't automatically spread. All right, it's not just an automatic thing, right? It can't spread. Rashi says, the second to last skinny line. Hasam behema hi v'shelohi ve'in ma'akev al yodami l'skadesh l'fichach yishkoch b'mama maro l'fshot. His mamar could spread. But here, there's a woman involved. It can't spread automatically. Holo damya, continuing the same statement, elaha. No, this is what the case of the woman is comparable to the following case. To Amar Rabbi Yochanan, behema shal shnei shutvin, an animal of two partners. Hektish chatziya v'chazer v'locha v'chdisha. Let's say Reuben and Shimon own an animal. Reuben is makdashit, his half. Then he buys the other half from Shimon, and then he's makdash the other half. You know what? This animal is in a permanent state of limbo. Why? Kedusha, the animal becomes a kodesh now. It's an animal. It's a karban. Because now it was half hukdash, and now the other half is hukdash. But ve'ena kreva, it can never be sacrificed. It will always be tainted. We'll get to the principle of why this is. Why? Because originally it had a problem. So that's why it always has a problem. Va'ose temura, but it has enough kedusha to make it temura. The end of Maseches, Sefer Vayikra, the Torah says that there's an Issur D'oraisa of Temura. If I have an animal and then all of a sudden I want to switch, I want to give a different animal instead, I'm not allowed to. And if I try to, the halacha is I didn't have Eira and then they're both Kadosh. Even if I'm giving a better animal, let's say I'm like, I want to give a cow. They're both Kadosh. But you could only create that second animal, Kadosh, it's called Temura. Temura means a substitute, only if the first animal had Kedusha Zaguf. If it had inherent Kedusha. If it had some level of inherent Kedusha. But if it didn't have enough Kedusha in the first place, it doesn't have enough Kedusha to transfer to the second animal. So this animal, says the Gemara, even though it's tainted, it has enough power to create Temura. But the Temura is just like it. It's also in the state of limbo that it's Kedush, but it can never be sacrificed. So says Rabbi Yochanan, that's what the case of the woman is like. It's like there's a partnership here, meaning there's a Das Acheres, and therefore it should not be able to spread, just like this carbon cannot spread. Rashi here has an interesting lashon. When Rashi says it should spread, nifshik kedusha bekula, look what Rashi says. Ki amar chesich mekudeshes li, toha mekudeshes belashon hakodesh ka'amar la. Because after all, mekudeshes, he said, arayim mekudeshes, and that's like the lashon of hektish. Would it work even if he said, with the question of the Gemara of Hari, about if the kedusha is spread, even with meureses, meyuchedes, some of the lashons from yesterday? Is Rashi saying that there's a different kedushin depending on the language that you use? So Rashi is suggesting that. Tosfos here says yes. Tosfos here says yes, and look back on Tosfos and Dav Beis. He seems to say there's a difference. The only time that Kedushin is like Hektish is where you use the Lashon of Hariyah Mekudeshesli. But if you use Hariyah Muresesli or some other language, no. It's the Pnei Yeshua. What are you talking about? The Pnei Yeshua says no. The Mahus of Kedushin is like Hektish. Not Dafka, the specific Lashon that you use. Don't pick up on Rashi. It's Lav Dafka. But Lashon Hekdesh Kamar La, that means the Lashon of Hekdesh, but Mureses is also a Lashon of Hekdesh. Don't pick up on the words of Lashon of Hekdesh. So Machlokas Tosfos here, and the Pnei Yeshua argues on Tosfos in interpreting Rashi. So, but anyway, it says the Gemara, Shvamin Atzlas. By the way, from this last case of Rabbi Yochanan, well, again, what was the case? You have an animal that's owned by partners. One of the partners is makdash half of it. The other partner then buys the other half and is makdash the other half. The animal is in a permanent state of its kadosh, but it can never be sacrificed. So you learn three things from that law. Shvamin Atzlas. You learn three things from that law. Number one, Shvamila Bali Chaim Nidachim. A word of introduction. The three things that we're going to learn have to do with the principle of Dichli. Dichli means pushed aside. Something that becomes nitche, something that becomes permanently tainted, and it cannot be used for the mitzvah. It comes up in Yonah Diyonah by Sukkah. By Sukkah it comes up. Let's say there's the Gemara in Sukkah talks about if you have a hadas that has more berries than leaves. So it could be that even if you take off the berries after Sukkah starts, you can never use that hadas, because it's permanently stained and you can never fix it. So that's the principle of dichui. So the Gemara says we learn three things about the principle of dichui from the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Number one, shvamin abali chayim nidachim. Number one, we see that live animals can be pushed aside, can be nitche. There is a shita, says Rashi, that says only shchutin can be nitche. If the animal is shechted and it's in a state that it can never move anymore or change, that can be pushed aside. But in a live animal, you might say, you know, a taint on it could just fall away. So you see from here, that's not true. They have a live animal, and it's permanently tainted by the fact that it was hukdash when the other partner wasn't makdasha yet. Number one. Shmamina. Number two. Dicha meikara have dichui. Number two is, you learn from here that if something is tainted from its inception of kedusha, it's also permanently tainted. You might have said, and Rabbi Yosef Engel, if you want, again, if you finish the shach this afternoon, give you another mucker. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Lech Achtov Klal Vav has everything you want to know about Nidachim, and we're afraid to ask. Balachai Nidachim has 10 pages on it. So there he talks about the Shvamina that we're having now. The difference, there are two types of Dichui. There's one where something can be Nitche originally, Dichui Meikara from the start. From its inception, it has a problem, like this animal. This animal, from its inception of being a carbon, it's only half a carbon. Because the other partner didn't makdash it. The other way that is called is nirev v'nitche, something that is ra'ui, and then it becomes a problem. Nirev v'nitche. So the Gemara here says, not only do you say the zich by nirev v'nitche, but also by dicha meikara. Misvar, which would you say is worse? Nitche meikara, you might say, is worse, right? That's what we would have said. If it has a problem at the beginning, right, then it's worse. So he explains why. So the Gemara says, even dicha meikara. So I like to give the mashal as follows. Let's say you have somebody, we're in an election season, somebody who runs for president and loses, right? Are they ever going to be able to win in the next election? Probably not. They were in the parsha and they were tainted. I don't know, I have historians. Has anybody ever lost the presidency and then won it the next time? Probably has happened. Maybe it's happened.
No, Nixon.
Nixon
lost it, okay?
See what
happened. Okay. Same buds. But, okay, right, so what happens? Nirev Nitzke. I'm saying, but Dichui Meikara, let's say somebody loses the primary. They were never in the Parsha. They have a better chance of winning the next election.
Or at least becoming the vice president.
At least becoming, right, doing something. Right, so I like to give that mashal. Nirev Nitzke might be even, because once you're in the Parsha and then you get slammed and then you get tainted, that's even worse than never being in the Parsha. If you're never in the Parsha, if you're already knocked out by the primary, you were dicha meikaro. When you started becoming a carbon, you already have a state. Okay, maybe that could wash off. Because I was never in the majors yet. Once I'm in the majors, so that's exactly what Rabbi Yosef Engel says in the Lach HaTov. He says, it could be only when you have the chashivos of a hekdish, that's when a state could mean something. If you never get there, then it doesn't mean anything yet. So that's why the Gemara assumes that dicha meikaro is less of a problem. That's why here, the Shvami knows, oh, even dicha meikaro could work. Number two. And number three, Shmamina, Yesh Dichui Bedamim. Number three also, you might say that Dichui only applies where you have a full carbon which has Kedushas Haguf, where it's a full animal that has Kedusha going to the Mizbeach, and then it gets stains, or something happens to it. But Dichui Bedamim, what's Damim? That you're only giving an animal L'shem the money, L'shem its worth, like this first partner, he was Makdash his half. He doesn't think it's going to become a carbon, because he knows the other guy wasn't Makdash it. So he obviously only wants to give the worth of his half of animal, and still becomes Nitzcha. Right, so that's where you see the three principles of Dichui from the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Boy Rava. Says Rava, Chetzich b'chatzi prutza v'chatzich b'chatzi prutza. Let's say a man goes over to two women and says, I'll be Makadish half of, one woman and says, I'll be Makadish half of you with half a pruta, and the other half of you with the other half of the pruta. And the Ritva says you give it at the same time. Because if you don't give it at the same time, it's for sure no good. But you give it at the same time. So Mahu, what's the din? Kiva de amar lachati pruta paska. Do we say that since he specified and distinguished each half of the woman with half a pruta, then he was machalic and it doesn't work? Because he's doing two kedushas with half a pruta. O dilma no, mona ba'alechu. Or do you say no, it's all cumulative? He's just counting out what his kedushin should be.
Is the question on the half of pruta, or is the question on the half of the isha?
It sounds like the question is on the half of the pruta. It sounds like the question is on the half of the pruta, not just on the half of the isha. Right, Rashi said just says v'hamim mekadosh lachatzain. Not 100% clear, but you'll see mona v'holechu. So that next Rashi v'lav lachatzainu dechachati pruta lav bar tfisahu. So it must be that he means whole pruta. So get that feeling from Rashi. If you want to say that works, because he's just counting it out, what if he says half of you with a pruta and half of you with a pruta? So you don't have an umtuna that it must mean together, that he means it all together. So kiva to amar law.
This shaila is on her.
This shaila is on her. Right, this one's on her. V'chazei b'pruta mao. Kivan to amar la b'pruta o pruta paskei l'milsei. Since do we say that since he was mechalek a pruta for each half, then for sure it's no good. O dilma kol biyomi mod v'holichur. Do we say no? Anything on the day, you say the whole day is considered one. The whole day is cumulative, and you can put it all together. Ask the Rishonim here. Sharm Sinan Balacha quotes it, but there's some of the Rishonim. The Ritva, I think, also, don't we say that there's no even tokadi dibur by kedushin? We discussed at the end of Nadarim. Pay Zion or so, right? So what do you mean? The whole day could count for a Kiddushin? You can't retract even a minute later by Kiddushin. So the answer is that's by a retraction, not by a Hosafa. There's a difference between a retraction and a Hosafa. And here, it's a Hosafa, and therefore you have even longer. And if you want to say that works, where you are Machali Pruta and Pruta, what if you say a Pruta, half of you for a Pruta today, and half of you for a Pruta tomorrow? Mahu, Kiva da Amalala Machar Pascha, since you say tomorrow, then you say, we're Machali, and it's no good. Or you say, no, Kiddushin Mischulu Meha Idno, or Mimrelu Nigru Alamachar. Or he's having one long Maisa Kiddushin from today to tomorrow. Right, a person could delay the chalos of the marriage or the maisa. Next case. The Rush says the following case is not built on the Imtim Salomas of the first three cases. There are different rules of psak if you have Imtim Salomas in the Gemara. So the Rambam seems to have the next case as an Imtim Salomar built on the previous ones. The Rush says no. So the following case has nothing to do with the previous cases. The Gemara does not say Imtim Salomar. Shnei chatzeich bepruta mahu. What if he just says, your two halves with a pruta? Do you say for sure that works? Because he's saying one thing. You know, two halves, but he's giving a pruta. Or do you say no, you're focusing on halves of the woman, if it doesn't work, teku. All these cases are teku. We'll wait for Eliyahu Hanavi. Boy Rava says, Rava asks, according to Rashi, the case is where a person made a shliach, two older sons made a shliach to their father. Shnei b'no sayach l'shnei b'nai. Reuven and Shimon, who were older sons, said to their father, go marry us some girls. So the father says to another man, I want to marry my sons to your daughters. Bipruta, with a pruta, mahu. So what do you say? Baser nosin a makabel azlinan. Do you go after the nosin in the makabel? V'ha'ika mamona. And here there's one father and one father. You deal with the fathers and there's a pruta for each one. Odama, no, you don't look at the parties. The shliach, you look at the people. Odilma basa de tuas li nevahaleka. You go by the wives. You know, do you go by the fathers, or do you go by the girls themselves, or the sons themselves? And there is not enough pruta for each one of them. Teku. So therefore, we don't know. Boy or papa, bitra uparaska bepruta mahu. Right. I want to marry your daughter, and I want to buy your cow for a pruta. So what does that mean? So mi amrina, but bitra b'chati pruta barasa b'chati pruta. Do we say so? It's half and half. And therefore, the marriage does not work. O Dilma, bitcha bepruta, parascha b'mashicha. They say, no. He means to get the daughter with a pruta, full marriage, and he's just going to get the cow b'mashicha. He's going to pull the cow b'mashicha when he pulls it, but nothing to do with money. Oh, teku. Nice. What? Oh, right. Nice. So teku, right? So the question is this just about lashon? Is this about an umdana? Is there something deeper about these questions? So I want us to think about it. Boy Ravashi, similar. Bitcha v'karka acha bepruta, mahu. So again, once he, why is this a separate question than the karka, from the para? So with karka might be different. There might be more of an affinity between people and lands. Your daughter for a pruta and your land for a pruta. Mahu. Bitcha b'chati pruta v'karka b'chati pruta. Do you say it's half and half again? Or do you say, no, the daughter is for a full pruta and the land is for a chazaka. Right? Because Rashi says, batzer pruta, right? Right? Nobody, we could assume that he wanted to buy the, to get, not buy, but marry the daughter for a pruta. So again, the Gemara says, take him.
Why can't we say, agav, like we said before?
Can we say...
Not in the case of the karka, but in the case of the... Right. Well, ask over here.
When we say, but even if you want to say agav would work, but here we're trying to get... Who's the agav? The woman's the agav?
No, in the para.
The para. The meaning the woman will be the land.
The woman, right.
The woman will be the land and the para will be the... But she didn't say that. She didn't say that, agav. There she said, through this, and you'd be kona this. Here it just sounds like two things. Be kona this and this. Okay, we'll stop here. Hogaver starts the next story, which goes up to the next next page. And the session will continue tomorrow. Let's do it at the same time. Same time, 7 o'clock.